Rob Parsh.
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCentral.com.
Here again with his Halloween costume suggestions is Adam Sandler. Adam.
Oh. Well, if you're not out trick-or-treating right now, there's a good chance you didn't want to spend the money on a fancy costume. Well, you really don't have to, and you still have time to get loads of candy tonight with my low-cost costume ideas. You can just use your face. Go as Smiley Boy. Hey, I'm Smiley Boy. Look at me. I got a big smile on my face. Now give me some candy. Come on, I'm Smiley.
And are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Steven Souza with the Tampa Bay Rays. You're listening right here with the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5.
4, 3, 2, 1. I close my eyes and see the I rest my fist and I light my torch and burn.
It is the very spooky Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioStPete.com. My name is Will Kuntz, folks, still him and still here as the host of this program. Happy Halloween, boys and ghouls. We have a frightfully good episode for you tonight. I'm speaking in puns for a reason, believe it or not. Not just to be a hokey hack, but because we have a special guest this week who primarily understands puns. And he's been doing it since I've been a little kid. I used to watch him on the television on Channel 44 with his creature feature and now his new Tombstone Tales on Channel 44 locally here in Tampa Bay. The Santa Claus of Halloween, if I may be so bold to say so. I hope he doesn't mind. I think it's a compliment, but who knows? He might not like it. He may put me in that casket of his and drive me off. And we'll watch as my neighbors all wave and say, good riddance to that boy next door. No. Dr. Paul Bear is going to be stopping by very shortly. I know. I'm freaking excited as heck. And what an appropriate guest for this Halloween episode of the Homemade Broadcast, where it actually releases, at least on podcast anyway, on Halloween. Radio St. Pete listeners, you get it a few days earlier, of course. But still, in the spirit, you know? I mean, we're all getting ready. Halloween's one of my favorite holidays, for sure. I always liked it growing up. And you get to be somebody else for a night. Thank God you get to take a rest from being yourself and really enjoy the world for once, really, when it comes down to it. So, Dr. Paul Bear is coming up very shortly. And I got a few things I want to talk about. But first, I want to say thank you very much to our sponsors. Good old Reliable, man. These people have been stuck with me, really, for one of them since the beginning, just about. And that is Tap House 61. 2061 Central Avenue. Go and have a pint and a laugh and listen to some great music every weekend. It's just redone beautifully. The place is magnificent. In fact, let me pull up and see what's going on there. That would probably be a good thing. See what kind of events, what kind of music is taking place. I really do need to get a new computer because this one is bogged down because I have one of those Chromebooks. It's not even a real computer, really. It's more of a internet box. But so just waiting for this to pull up here. Come on, processing power. 6 years old. It's still kicking, though. You know? It's good stuff. All right. Looking at the events page on the Tap House 61, which you can follow them on Facebook, by the way. Just go to facebook.com/taphouse and the number 6 and the number 1. And then there you go. You'll be connected. You can look this up yourself. You don't have to wait for me and my slow computer to get you there, you know. November 16th, it's the third Thursday Beers and Business event where networking will be taking place. I'm actually going to try to go to that, too, because I need to get this podcasting consulting business up and running. You know what I'm saying? Check out Homemade Podcast if you haven't, too, by the way. That's the official, unofficial sponsor of this. HomemadePodcast.com. Podcast with an S. But right now we're talking about Tap House 61, okay? Take it easy. Just relax. Third Sunday Bottle Share and Potluck on November 19th. Ooh. You bring a dish, you bring a bottle to share, and you get to try a bunch of different beers. What a concept. See, it's always a good time, and it's about community at Tap House 61. That's why I'm proud to have them as a sponsor. So check them out, taphouse61.com, and visit them at 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. And thank you also very much to Chrissy Parker and Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V as in Victory Y, Salon and Spa, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Check her out. Make an appointment. You can do it right online. It's easy. Your one-stop shop for haircuts and nails and, you know, maybe you want your hairs dyed or, you know, whatever you gals do to get your beauty marking, rating up. It's amazing how flexible women are as far as they can go from a 6 out of 10 to an 8 really easily just by brushing their hair and putting on some makeup. And Chrissy is the best at doing that for you. So make an appointment, 727-329-9751. Hey, you 6 out of 10, why don't you be an 8? It's so easy. Chrissy at Truvy Salon and Spa. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. Thank you very much. So this week we have some scary tales. I mean, literally just real life stuff that's going down here in the area. Before we get to that, let me just say, if you live in St. Pete, you should, in your mailbox, if you check your mail, you'll get a Green Bench Monthly, which contains a special little write-up on Radio St. Pete. And if you go to page 10, you'll see my stupid face on there. So, yeah, that was cool. So make sure you check that out. It's online as well, too. If you go to greenbenchmonthly.com, they have their current issue online. And you can look at it and make fun of my face. And if you want, you could even tweet at me and tell me, hey, stupid, look at this. And I'll be like, I know. But you can tweet me at home_made_man and Radio St. Peter's, Radio STPETE. And now for our spooky tales. I mean, these are just real-life things that have happened. You know what I'm saying? You really can't check this out. That's right. We have a serial killer on the loose, folks. Allegedly, they don't know. But in Seminole Heights here in Tampa, they have a man or a person. I guess they don't know it's a man. It's probably a man. You don't really see many lady-like mass murderers. There's been a few. And the few that there have been are, like, famous because they're ladies. And that's just not in their nature. But there's a person on the loose that is shooting people in Seminole Heights. And they're desperately trying to find this guy. And this past Wednesday, Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn gave a pretty damning statement. And I like his gumption, frankly. And he said, bring his head to me, all right? That deserves one of these. That's right. On Wednesday, Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, this is via the Tampa Bay Times, gave police searching for the killer who is terrorizing Seminole Heights on one mission. Bring his head to me, all right, the mayor said. Let's go get it done. I wonder, he doesn't really mean, maybe it's because of the Halloween theme, you know, he's saying. But I don't think he really wants his head, right? That's just an expression. But bring it to him. Let's do this, right? The unusual charge was delivered at Seminole Heights Park, where several dozen officers were gathered for a roll call. Before their afternoon shift, they showed little response to Buckhorn's remarks, and after listening to Interim Police Chief Brian Dugan say they brought a sense of calmness and sense of peace to a frightened neighborhood. They headed out by car, bike, and foot to resume their patrols From what I hear, Seminole Heights is just plastered with cops everywhere, which is a little unnerving because if you're a serial killer, you're probably not going to go to Seminole Heights now because of all the police presence. You might move to another part of town in the Tampa Bay area. So it's a little concerning, right? The mayor and chief then addressed the news media detailing all the work being done in Seminole Heights, but giving no new information about the investigation into the three unsolved fatal shootings. Brian Mitchell died October 9th. Monica Hoffa, 32, was killed 2 days later. And Anthony Nyboa died October 19th, just 200 yards from the scene of Mitchell's murder. Police have been saturating the neighborhood for the past 10 days, Buckhorn said. They were out there when Nayola was shot, hearing the gunfire, but arrived too late to find the shooter. Ooh. Meanwhile, Tampa Electric Company and other public works teams have been cutting foliage, boarding up vacant buildings, and replacing burnout streetlights. We're going to shine a very, very bright light on this, on this community, he said. Dugan thanked those officers as well as his officers. Oh, his workers and then the officers. Duh. Yeah, by the way, I'm not the best reader. I don't know if you noticed that, but I'm getting better. I'm trying to get better for you. In addition, in a phone call this week, Governor Rick Scott promised to help from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the Florida Highway Patrol. The chief asked any neighborhood residents who own home video camera systems to contact the agency. At the meeting this week, Dugan told a packed crowd at the Edison Elementary School that everybody at this point is a suspect. That's right, even you. That hasn't changed. People are calling in many tips, Dugan said, but they take time to explore. Yeah. Are we closer? Well, that depends on how you want to define that, he said, which means no, they don't have anything. The chief doesn't think Seminole Heights residents are afraid to talk, calling the area a good neighborhood where people generally cooperate with police. But officers will be going door to door, he said, and on the small chance someone with information has missed all the news. Dugan again refused to release information on any evidence gathered, such as ballistics. Yeah, I don't know how people, like, don't pick these things up. I work with a lady, older lady, and she has a very busy life. Her kids are menaces, and she's kind of just preoccupied on her family, but has no idea about the outside world around her, which is just dumbfounding. I mean, if you ask her who's running for mayor or anything like that, she has no idea, no idea. And I think she's curious, but just doesn't take the time to learn about things. So it's possible that maybe somebody has seen something and just has no idea what's going on, I guess. Dugan again refused to release information on any evidence gathered, such as ballistics. Asked if he was comfortable with the term serial killer, Dugan said no and wanted people to keep an eye and an open mind as to who could be behind the attacks. We don't have enough information for those types of labels, he said. The news conference came as residents strolled around the park and children played in the water fountain. Buckhorn commended, oh my God, I'm the worst reader, Seminole Heights for its resolve in a scary situation. He insisted police would find the killer and the community would be safe for Halloween. Dugan went as far to promise that he would patrol the neighborhood himself as families go trick-or-treating and said anybody who is nervous can walk right with him. So a lot of people going trick-or-treating this year with this officer. I don't know what I would do in that situation. Would you go out in Seminole Heights on Halloween and take the risk? I think with that many people around, you would be okay, right? I mean, they don't really attack in a group. They'd find somebody who's by themselves and is, you know, alone, right? That's when a victim would be taken, I guess, right? I don't know how it works. Arm yourself. How about that? And then you don't have to worry about this stuff. So that's a real-life killer in Tampa Bay. Spooky Halloween tales, folks. Our next piece of spooky information. The Tampa Bay Rays look to leave St. Pete and the Trop for a new Ybor City ballpark. Oh, my God. That's right. This is via WFLA. The Tampa Bay Rays are one step The Tampa Bay Rays are one step closer to moving to Tampa. It's no secret that the Rays have wanted to move and even talked about several possible locations for a new ballpark in Hillsborough County, including Ybor City. Hillsborough Community Commissioner Ken Hagen has been working with Rays officials for the past year and a half to identify the location of the new Major League Ballpark complex. And on Tuesday, he announced the spot, the Ybor City neighborhood bordered by Channelside East 4th Street and 15th Street near Adamo Drive. That's right, the Rays are leaving our beloved St. Pete. I know, but not so fast, because it turns out it's from floridapolitics.com. The Rays haven't settled on anything, okay? The story wasn't the earth-shaking scoop WFLA's social media machine made it out to be. Back on August 21st, more than 2 months ago, the Tampa Bay Times first reported that the Hillsborough County was focusing on the Ybor site and was trying to consolidate enough land to make the stadium feasible. So basically, the scary story here is that WFLA's social media machine is just trying to scare you. That's right. Look out. So don't worry yet. The Rays, and you know what? As long as the Rays stay in the region, that would be okay. I'd be okay if they moved to Ybor. I wouldn't mind it too much. You know, it almost, I feel like those big city markets that have, you know, three teams, they got a basketball team, they got a football team, they got a baseball team, they're all kind of in the same region, all the stadiums are kind of close together, and, you know, Tampa's fine. You know, I'd hate for them to move to North Carolina or something like that, or Montreal, or something, somewhere dumb, you know. So Tampa's okay. So if they do move to Tampa, terrific. We still got the Rowdies down here, and that can just be our hometown team. It seems appropriate almost. The smaller baby brother of St. Petersburg. But we'll miss the Rays, I'm sure, if they do leave town. But this ferry's going to pick up, right? And then, you know, we'll be able to take the ferry over across the friggin' water there and then go to a baseball game. It's going to be pretty fun. So this is the Halloween special, the homemade broadcast here on Radio St. Pete and on podcast at hmbradio.com. Make sure you follow us on social media to keep up. Radio St. Pete on Facebook, Radio STPETE, and HMB Radio, all one word there, on Facebook. And Instagram and Twitter is home_made_man, and then Radio St. Pete, Radio STPETE. Are you sad about the Rays moving to Tampa? What do you think? Give me a call or a text, 813-693-2124, 813-693-2124. Tweet me, home_made_man. I got to get rid of these underscores. I think Johnny B's right. Maybe I do have to get rid of them. Check out hmbradio.com if you missed any of those things, and click the contact page, and you can find all that info there. All right, let's talk to my new best friend and the Santa of Halloween, my man, Mr. Paul Bearer. Dr. Paul Bearer, welcome to the homemade broadcast.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me into your living room here.
That's pretty much what it is, yes. I've had many girls say the same thing, unfortunately. I was trying to find a song for you, and I wanted to know what your favorite song is.
Oh, well, by golly, I got to tell you, there's so many out there. But, of course, Bach's Toccata and Fugue will always suit me.
Nice, because that's what I played, thankfully. Yes. So welcome to the show. I know you have an event here that you were heading out to, and you were kind enough to stop by. A legend here in the Tampa Bay area, for sure. I grew up watching you on Creature Feature, and I know we have some news that you just told me, which is...
Well, I've been known here for about the past 9 years as Dr. Paul Bearer II. And after speaking with my friend, Patty Bennick, who is the widow of Dick Bennick, she graduated me to drop the number two. I've earned the title of Dr. Paul Bearer.
Yes, you have. That is pretty exciting, man. That's, I got to say, because the two did kind of throw you off a little bit, because you were thinking, is it this son? Is it a reinvention? And now you're just Dr. Paul.
Well, you know, she and I discussed this, and Dick didn't have, she didn't want his character to have any children, and she certainly didn't want, and I didn't want to do any witchcraft, so I brought some science into it, and some scientists got together from a 1975 script from the WTOG creature feature and found a piece of hair, and modern science has cloned me.
I see. Okay, so I was curious how that happened, and now I know.
Absolutely.
The technology is now there, using stem cells and assorted other organs, and here you are, in my unliving room.
I tell you what, those cells cost a lot, you know.
I bet.
Cells.
So, Dr. Paul, you're kind of like, especially in the Tampa Bay area, you're almost, to me, I hope this isn't offensive to you, but you're almost like the Santa Claus of Halloween.
Oh, I'll take that title.
And, I mean, what's your favorite holiday other than Halloween, of course?
There are other holidays?
Yes.
Well, I must say I do like Christmas. I call that the holidays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then there's Easter. I like to refer to that as Eek-ster. And Valentine's Day is all about my mummy.
Puns, like them or love them?
Well, it's normal to me, so I must love them.
Where did that style of speaking come from? Because you're so good at it. It just comes naturally to you.
As a child, you know, I don't know. A lot of people hear songs and the tone and the words can sound different from what the lyrics actually are written. And I have played with words all throughout my life. And when I started doing Dr. Paul Barrett, it just came naturally.
Yeah. Did you, what is some of your favorite Halloween costume ideas? Because I know you're like the magician of Halloween.
Well, I like to see a lot of creativity, and, you know, everyone has their last-minute Halloween costume ideas, and, you know, you can just take a box of cereal and put a knife in it and be a serial killer. You can always be a zombie. Of course, a lot of people don't even need to dress up to be a zombie. All they have to do is wake up.
Mm-hmm. That's me every morning. That's right. I started doing this thing where I'm trying to run in the morning to try to be, you know, semi-healthy, because I went to the doctor for my once-a-year physical, and boy, did he give me a bashing about my weight and lack of activity. So I'm getting up and trying to do that.
Well, why don't you come work for me, and I'll stick you out there digging. It's tirelessly. And then eventually you become a night crawler.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I need to do, I'll tell you.
Yeah, the cholesterol is a killer, and, you know, I have to watch my cholesterol, but it's underneath my skin, and I can't see it.
What is Dr. Paul's job? What exactly does he do for a living?
Well, I'm a mortician, so I have lots of bodies in there. And what better job could you ask for than to come into work and your work's all laid out for you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of digging, and then we set aside some time to do the show, and that's basically it.
Yeah, so tell me about the show Tombstone Tales. How did that come about?
Tombstone Tales. Well, I went to work for 44. Channel 44 still has a dying interest in the character Dr. Paul Bear, and I was invited over, and we did an internet search, and there are just way too many creature features, and we played with words, you know, as creatures featured, and they came up with Tombstone Tales, and you know, I felt that was very appropriate. The movies that we were getting, we had to work around because the old B-rated black and whites were unattainable with the contract they have with CBS.
Okay.
So we worked with what we had. And right now they are pushing hard. I've been on hiatus for a while for a time slot. And we're still working on getting it back on the air.
Have you thought about doing any sort of, like, internet shows, like YouTube and stuff, using YouTube?
Oh, absolutely. My assistant, Michelle, who has been invaluable to me by taking care of the social media. She does the filming and all of the editing. We have concentrated on Facebook. And if you go to the Facebook, just look up Dr. Paul Bearer and look up the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
You will see, and click on the videos, and there's a lot of them, let me tell you that.
Yeah. I saw they range in length, too. Some of them are just like 6 seconds long, and it's just a joke, and then you're out.
Correct. We try to do something in the month of October called the 31 Days of Halloween. So you will get a 10-second, 30-second, maybe 2 minutes. And then we always try to make something special. We have a Halloween special coming out on the 31st. And we also will try to do one major production a year. It's very hard to do because we all work and finances are limited.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to put smiles on everybody's faces for the face book.
Right, right, right. So is the feature a Halloween thing? Is it going to come out on Halloween?
That one will be out on Halloween, yes. It will be going up online, what time on Halloween?
Early in the morning, maybe 5 a.m.
Early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Something really to wake up for.
And so tell me about... you know, you're doing the Facebook thing, you're doing, do I ask you your favorite song? Yes, I did. But you have your own studio.
Yes, I do. In fact, we set up a studio at Richline and in the back room, and it is now not a portable studio. It is built in. Took about five good weekends, nights as well, to take the original set. We also had part of the set donated by Mr. Jason Thomas, who was doing the Professor Paul Bearer. Took all of the elements and combined them and came out with the tomb I call home,
and
which
then
is the Tenement Castle. And the Tenement Castle will always have a room for rent.
That's right. That's right. And this is where all the shooting takes place for Dr. Paul?
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, sir.
Is there any dedicated studio space at 44, or is it?
Yes, in fact, the set is still set up. It is set up in the original position where Dick had his set.
Yeah.
He had two sets. He had an old-fashioned set, which he brought with him and would set up, and then he convinced 44 that the set, because of the transit to and fro the studio, was getting torn and tattered. So he convinced them to build a nice studio, and that one had the arched door. Now, when I came along, I had already built the set, but I had built a copy of the original set, and we set it up in the position of the new set, and the two elements were combined, and it's awesome.
Yeah, right on. So was there any other people that were playing the Dr. Paul character, or is it?
No. Dick was the one and only, and then 2009, I did a little tribute, and a lot of people thought that I was Mr. Bennett and or his son, and I am only related by character.
Mm-hmm.
And the momentum and the well wishes took me a step further. And Facebook, I think in 2010, we started Facebook and have worked tirelessly ever since.
And it's kind of just something you stumbled into. You were a fan, and then it just kind of rolled into, I mean, now you're just him now.
I'm him all the time.
So do you want to do, is Tombstone Tales, is that going to be like original programming, or are you going to kind of continue with the creature feature aspect of?
Well, we have many ideas on the slab. The first one is, yes, we would like to continue doing Tombstone Tales and invite the audience into the Tenement Castle's unliving room as I show a horrible old movie or a horrible movie. Or we are throwing around ideas of doing maybe a 30-minute sitcom so that you get more Dr. Paul Bearer, less movies. The great thing about the Tombstone Tales is what other program are you going to watch for the commercials? Because that's where we put Dr. Paul Bearer is in the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So local advertisers could really benefit from that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Keeping it very localized. I'm finding that too, trying to nail down that as well.
And they could take it a step farther. We could actually have Dr. Paul Bearer in the commercials. So you have commercials with Dr. Paul Bearer and the Dr. Paul Bearer segments.
Yes.
And it would be something that would draw a lot of viewers, at least two more.
Definitely, yes, at least. What was your favorite old movie that they showed on Creature Feature?
Let's do
a top five. That's probably too hard to pick.
Top five? Okay, let me see if I can dig up the old memories here. The first one I have to say was the hokiest of them all was the Attack of the Giant Leeches. You know, people dressed in trash bags and walking around and dubbing audio on them, and the female screams were just, you know, something to really die for. Of course, there's always Frankenstein. Okay,
that's a great one. Yeah.
Let's see here. What's another one? House on Haunted Hill with the incredible Vincent Price.
Mm-hmm.
And The Taming of the Shrews. That one.
You're pointing to Michelle and you're doing
well, there's my shrew right there.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Paul.
Oh, it's, you know, back then we didn't have technology. And I am really a fan of creativity. And for them to try and put little stuffed dogs trying to get their victims and, again, adding the audio, it just really tickles my funny bone.
So October's a big month for you, right? I mean, that's the busiest month of your Dr. Paul's life, I would imagine.
Absolutely. We just got through doing the Necronomicon last night, and then tonight we're doing the Brouhaha, mm-hmm. which is a fundraiser for Angels Against Abuse. I've been working with Polk County Jail. They do a haunted jail tour, which opened last night and will be going on tonight. And it will be going on next Friday and Saturday night. And I will be there Friday night, the 27th. I also, out of character, participated in building some of the props. We were on the news yesterday morning with Sheriff Grady Judd and drew a lot of viewers. Let's see here. Monday morning, I will be on Channel 8. And Tuesday morning, I think I'll be back on Fox 13 because I'll be at the Tampa Theater.
Is that Halloween?
No, that's going to be this coming Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So this is going to air after that, unfortunately.
I believe so, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, you got a lot. But basically, you got a lot going on is what we're saying, yeah. What are you going to do for Halloween?
Never talk about The Walking Dead. Well, just look for Dr. Paul Bearer.
What are you going to do for Halloween?
For Halloween, I think I'm going to go incognito.
Really?
Yes, I think it's going to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You never know where I'm going to pop up, and we're going to leave that at that.
It's hard with Halloween being on a Tuesday night. It's the best when it's like Friday or Saturday. Even Sunday you can kind of get away with, but during the week it's tough, you know? It just kind of throws everything off.
When it falls on Fright Day, of mm-hmm. course, that's an appropriate day, and then there's always Scatter Day.
Mm.
You know, when people can sleep in the next day,
right,
it really
makes
it a lot more fun because they can stay out and really be themselves.
You can partake in some libations and wear, you know, your costume and be somebody else for a night. It's a lot of fun. It's probably tied for my favorite holiday, I guess, would be 4th of July. I like 4th of July because of the fireworks. I'm a nerd with fireworks, but Halloween is another one where you can just kind of get out and not be yourself for a change.
Well, there's always other types of fireworks.
Oh, that's true.
So you go, just don't drink a fifth on the fourth, okay?
That's right. Especially on a Tuesday, as it is this year. So tell me, I know you have a relationship with Butch Patrick.
Oh, Butch. Monster!
How do you know him?
He just kind of showed up in the cemetery one day and he came over last Christmas and opened all of my Christmas presents.
That son of a bitch.
I'm telling you.
Classic Butch.
Yes, I'm telling you. And then I challenged him to a race. All right. We went out to the drag strip with his Munster coach, the old Rust Bucket.
Yep.
And we laid down some rubber, and I was winning. I really was winning. But then there was a pesky Ghostbuster that teamed up with him and threw out some stop sticks and flattened my tires.
Classic.
So the only way he could win is to cheat.
Were you on foot?
I was afterward because the pesky little Ghostbuster took my hearse.
So tell me about your hearse. I know the original. Is this the original Dr. Paul's hearse?
No, the original is resting peacefully in Busch Gardens, and it's now the Hallis Scream hearse. I came across a 1994 Lincoln Tomb car, which I converted over to the new Dr. Paul Bearer hearse. It has air conditioning, let me tell you, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to have it down here. Did the original one not have EC in it?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And he named her Patty Hearst.
Yeah.
I just named mine Hearstine after Christine.
So is there reliable transportation in 94 Lincoln? I would imagine has to be a nightmare.
Oh, absolutely. Well, no, it gets me there except for when the battery dies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No leaks.
No leaks.
Man, I had.
Don't you say that.
No, yeah, I don't want to jinx you, knock on wood here. But yeah, I had a 94 Cadillac and it leaked everything. It leaked coolant, oil, brake fluid. So I eventually had to just let it go. So I guess a Lincoln is a superior motor vehicle to the Cadillac.
Well, I certainly hope so. But if she starts bleeding, I will definitely have to dress that wound.
Are you a handy guy? Are you able to fix the hearse yourself?
I'm handy.
If you
I've got two of them right here. I also can be very eerie. I've got two also. yes, I can turn a wrench.
Yeah. So you said you built your own sets too.
Oh yes, construction is a little bit of a off time for me. It passes the time, and I definitely look at what I do and stand back and I absorb it. And I get very proud.
Is the film set in Winter Haven? Is that the castle?
Yes, the Tenement Castle. The Winter Haven area.
Okay, so that's the same thing. So what do you do outside of October when it's not Halloween? You got all this downtime.
Well, my brain never stops, so we're always coming up with ideas, jotting down notes, and then we try to when it's cooler weather because I get very hot.
Yes, yeah, I can imagine.
So we take advantage of those 3 months to try and get in some filming time, but we also are doing a few car shows with the aforementioned Mr. Patrick.
It's a love-hate relationship.
You know what? Whenever you go to a car show, if your car doesn't start, they have an on-site tow truck, and they always call the tow truck on me.
They do? What?
They want to steal my hearse. He even tried to sell it. I had to pay him $13 million to get it back.
Holy moly.
13's his lucky number.
Where did Dr. Paul get $13 million bucks?
Well, I make my own money.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. It's going to be easy.
It's really pretty because my face is right on the bill.
You better be careful. The federal government might be listening to this. They'll come take it from you, even if it is your own money.
Well, you know, I make big money, but it doesn't fit into my wallet.
So we don't know what's going to happen for Halloween this year. You haven't made up your mind exactly what you're going to do.
No,
I for some reason picture you just kind of kicking back in the castle and handing out goodies to the kids that come by.
You know, I'm always tricking on treating night.
Mm-hmm.
I like to park the hearse on the side of the road and take a wireless microphone, and I start talking to the trick-or-treaters as they go by. And if somebody's standing there and they're lurking at the hearse, I come lurking from behind, and I really scare the yell out of them.
I can imagine. What's your favorite Halloween event to do around here? Because there's a lot of haunted houses. There's the big one up in... Where is it? North County somewhere? I forget what it's called now. And then you got Hollow Scream. There's even like the little haunted houses around here. What's your favorite haunted house?
Well, we could categorize them, but I got to tell you, the haunted jail is really up there. Mm-hmm. That is a must-see event.
That's in Bartow, right?
That is in Bartow at the old county across from the courthouse.
And that's actually haunted, I hear, as well.
Yes, it is. Calvin is floating around there. And when we went in there to start setting up before the decorations, I was up there with a friend, and he and I were the only ones.
Was he an ex-inmate there? Is that the deal?
Apparently, he was there and committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and so my friend, Mr. Ron Williams, who was head of Polk Paranormal, who did ghost investigations as much as he wanted to, we could not do an investigation there, so we just worked around it, and yes, you could hear the creaking and the clanging, and, you know, with it being summertime, there's a second story and a first story, and the expansion and contraction of the metal, no. The thermostat's down, and it's a set temperature all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was personally wondering about that.
Was that the only paranormal experience you've ever had?
Well, we did do an investigation one time, and I could have swore I got an image on video. It was a technique I developed where I would cross both cameras with the infrared, and I would rotate back and forth, and, of course, we ended up getting an image.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so tongue-tied, I sat there, and the only thing I could do to mark the film was look at my watch, and it was right at 3 o'clock, and I said, before 3. And that turned out to be before 3 productions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I had a paranormal experience. You want to hear mine?
Oh, what was her name?
That's a tale for another day, Dr. Paul. But when I was a kid, I must have been 7, okay? We were staying at my aunt's house because my stepdad was redoing the bathroom at our house. So we had been in a bathroom. So we went and stayed at my aunt's house. I got woken up around 3 a.m. to the sound of dishes being washed. And I was like, that's weird. It's 3 in the morning. So I got up and kind of crept around the corner very, very slowly and finally got around, turned around to the kitchen. Nobody's there. dry dishes in the drying bin thing.
Really? Alice from the Brady Bunch must have been there.
No,
I call it the Frady Bunch.
But I was, and I wonder, like, maybe I was a kid and I was just sleep, you know, sleepwalking or imagining something, but it seemed very real to me.
There's a lot of reported incidences that cannot be, they just cannot be explained. I'm kind of the debunker. And if I can find a logical explanation, I will try to prove it.
That's usually the right answer, if you can find the easiest one.
Correct. But there was actually one where the lady contacted Mr. Williams and told him that her microwave would come on and off, all by itself. Well, I know somebody that is very much into the appliance repair business, and come to find out that that particular model had a recall because a relay kept sticking.
Easy as that, yeah. Did she believe it, or was she still in her head like, nope, it's a ghost?
Oh, no, we had to convince her.
Of course.
So the microwave was taken from her home while she was at work, and the relay was replaced, and then we told her, we can't find anything, and never heard from her again. You know, some people are just like that. They're very persistent.
Oh, sure. Believe me, I know. And belief perseverance, I believe that's called, too, when you're presented with data.
That is correct. But, you know, you come to the Tenement Castle, and I have all ghosts all around.
Mm-hmm. And
normal to me.
Do you have, like, co-hosts and stuff? Like, people who are involved besides Dr. Paul?
Just my family. I have Spendra.
Uh-huh.
In fact, Spendra's around here somewhere. We'll get her on in just a second. And I now have an organless organist. His name is Beethoven. He was partially cremated. So I do like the classics.
Does Dr. Paul have any kids with his wife?
No, Dr. Paul Bearer is a single man.
Oh, I thought you said you had a wife.
Oh, you mean out of character?
No, I mean in character, he's a single man.
In character, he's a single man.
Okay, I got you. I got you. I thought you said that Spinderella was Dr.
No, Spindra's in my talking spider.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that'd be. I guess that wouldn't really work, too. Spindra's here.
Hello, Dr. Paul.
Well, hello, Spindra. Are you going to behave yourself today?
No, not today, Dr. Paul.
Well, you better take all eight of those arms and keep them in your pockets.
So how did you two meet?
She just crawled in the castle one day and just started eating all the bugs.
Yeah, very handy to have around, I would reckon.
I just like hanging around the corner, Dr. Paul.
Okay, that's enough. You need to keep yourself tame there. Why don't you get back on the web?
Yeah, she does all your social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spindra, there you go, yeah.
That's why she's in charge of it all.
Yes, I'm in charge of the World Wide Web.
Well, hell, Dr. Paul, I think I know you got to get going here to the brouhaha. I definitely appreciate you coming by.
Brouhaha, click here, get your tickets online. Little song I decomposed for the event.
Well, Dr. Paul, thank you very much for coming by. What's your social media where people can find you, all those places?
Well, Spindra, do you have your computer up?
Yes, Dr. Paul. You can find Dr. Paul at drpaulbearer2.com and on Facebook, facebook.com/drpaulbearer2. I'm sorry, doctor.
Get that fly out of your mouth.
Now, is that going to change once the...
We're going to be trying to change all the social media over to drpaulbearer.net.
Yeah. Yep.
DrPaulBearer.net. You can go there right now.
Oh okay.
Well,
very good.
Hey, you know, she's a multitasker with eight different legs. I mean, come on.
You
can ask
for
a better assistant.
That's a fact. All right, Dr. Paul, happy Halloween.
Happy
Spindra,
Halloween.
Thank you very much as well.
And remember, I'll be lurking for you.
There we go. The HMB Radio Spooktacular has come to an end. Thank you, Paul. My man, Mr. Paul Bear, for stopping by. What a better guy to talk to on Halloween than Dr. Paul, right? That worked out really good. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening to the Homemade Broadcast this week. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, make sure you stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show coming to you from Dunedin, Florida. And coming up after that is the Indie Circuit. And if you're listening on podcast, hey, I certainly appreciate that. If you're not listening on podcast, make sure you go and subscribe. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay on your iTunes, your Stitcher, wherever you're getting your podcast. It should be there. Hit subscribe. And then after that, make sure you give a 5-star rating on there. It only takes a second. Really helps us out here. And I'll be forever in your debt. I'll send you stickers, too. How about that? What do you think? If you want some, just send me your address to the homemade broadcast at RadioSaintPete.com, and I'll get those out to you. Leave me a voicemail or a text, 813-693-2124. If you want to make fun of me for my reading out loud skills, I don't blame you. You should. So that would be the place to do that. And Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man. And follow Radio St. Pete as well, just Radio STPETE. And that's where you can find Radio St. Pete on Facebook as well. And you can find me on Facebook at HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio. And, yeah, this is Will Koontz. This has been the Halloween Spooktacular. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. And I'll talk to you boys and ghouls next week. Have a good one.